您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
Is piracy going to raise its ugly head again in China as China's TV watchdog State Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film and Television, which I'll just saySAPREFT has released tougher regulations, saying that all foreign TV shows must be viewed scrupulously before being made available online. So what is this new tougher regulation?
A lot of it is just part of SAPREFT's increasing influence, something that they've been planning for a long time, on what is actually broadcast and what types of content are available online. For a long, long time, the internet has been seen as a bastion of perhaps more cutting-edge material.
I was quite interested by your use of the phrase cutting edge. What are we talking about then? Is it things like particular types of content, for example, maybe scenes of drug taking, some sexual scenes?
I think that's the concern. Kind of that's the concern, I think, because right now China does not have a rating system for any cultural or entertainment product, nothing for movies, nothing for TV or music or anything.
Yeah, for these imported shows, they're just of a wider genre.But in the Chinese scene, it seems to be a lot boring, I would say. Well, there's less choices. So do you think that there's this supposedly at least 6-month delay for these imported shows to be showed in China mean that this would give more room for domestic-made shows? This seems to be what our very loyal and lovely listener, Draco, thinks.
Thank you, Draco. The thing is, though, that Chinese viewers are extremely resourceful and perhaps impatient to watch the next season of whatever it might be, and I don't think they're going to wait 6 months patiently before they can watch them. I think they might seek them out and try and find them elsewhere or try and get round it. So it could make the piracy situation worse, possibly.
Yeah, it could, and that's what manager of the copyright department at ITE is saying, and I think that this is an argument that we're going to hear, maybe not made publicly, but this is probably an argument that streaming websites are making to the regulatory authorities as well, because this is going to raise quite a few issues about IP protection. On the surface, you know, people are saying this is about SAPREFT, you know, maintaining control and things like that, you know, Ministry of Culture, making sure that nothing unclean is allowed to be broadcast and so on and so on. But the secondary effect and perhaps the primary purpose of these types of regulations is to ensure a space for Chinese entertainment products. Because, you know, shows like The Big Bang Theory, shows like The Good Wife and things like that, they have become so amazingly popular that people will, especially younger people, will choose to watch those over things like Japanese war dramas and things like that. But looking towards the piracy comment here, I think that there is actually quite a bit of validity to that. However, the landscape right now in terms of piracy and in terms of authorized or licensed content is very, very different from what it was 5 or 6 years ago when streaming online wasn't as popular. You know, the only way you could get it was by pirating. I mean, if we look at a lot of the traditional places where people got pirated content, well, they're shut down or they've gone legitimate. The avenues for piracy are going to be a bit more challenging, and so you have to be a bit more tenacious to actually find the pirated content. And also, I think the technology behind video streaming and things like mobile devices and applications and things have become so mainstream already that people are just going to continue using those to access entertainment. And so I think that piracy is a concern, but it's not going to be as big of a problem as it was 5 or 6 years ago.
I think that's a good point. And I also agree with what Mark said a bit earlier about when you're so used and hooked to watching these shows and you want this form of entertainment, you don't want to give it up, despite the fact that it might be not as convenient for you to get
sure.
it in the future. Because this really reminds me of back in my days in middle school, there was this really popular TV drama called Meteor Garden, and all the girls were crazy about it. And back then, there wasn't really internet either. So we all went to get pirated DVDs.
Right.
The whole class got it, just because we couldn't get it from legitimate avenues. So here, I think you can find the information you want if you're really wanting it that much.
I think that if it's popular enough, you will be able to find it either online or offline. But this reminds me of Game of Thrones, which is, you know, perhaps, which is in fact has clocked records in terms of the number of times it has been pirated. I think it's been downloaded illegitimately more than any other TV series in the history of online TV piracy. One of the reasons is because HBO does not make it available to enough people in enough ways for them to consume it.
But what's quite interesting is also from some of these streaming websites, this might have a limited impact on their service and business because watching these imported shows are still those people who are probably considered as the niche market. And when you check the clicks, it's 1 out of 10 of those who actually watch these imported shows.
Which amazes me because, I mean, I think perhaps most of the people I know, their only source of TV viewing would be watching stuff online, websites.
But you're talking about a huge consumer base. Right. So yes, I don't think percentage really matter as much here. You have to look at the numbers,
but also, but also, we need to wait for this rule to come into full effect.
Well, time will tell. Let's hope it doesn't happen before the current season of Homeland has finished.